How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent Word. This 18th century hymn remains in wide use to this day. We can't tell you the name of the author or the composer, but we can tell you how it's come down through the years to us. Listen for the story as Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina presents A Treasury of Great Hymns. Hello, this is Charles Kelch. How Firm a Foundation first appeared in England in 1787 in Selection of Hymns Published from the Best Authors, compiled by Dr. John Rippon. Dr. Rippon, predecessor to Charles H. Spurgeon, prepared this supplement to Isaac Watts' hymn book, Psalms and Hymns, for the congregation of his London church. Many hymnals indicate the author of the hymn, originally called Precious Promises, simply with the letter K. Hymnologists have suggested several possible authors: George Keith, Robert Keene, Caroline Keene, or a Mr. Kirkham, all of whom lived at the time the hymn originally appeared. But no one has proved who the author actually was. Neither do we know the composer of the tune Foundation, to which this hymn is often sung in America. The first known printed version of this old-time Southern folk tune was dated 1832. How has this hymn of unknown origin survived for more than 200 years? Some clues are found in the autobiography of Frances Willard, described as the first woman of the 19th century, the most beloved character of her time. Miss Willard served as Dean of Women at Northwestern University and International President of the Women's Christian Temperance Union.
The singing of How Firm a Foundation helped me rededicate my life to Christ and to His gospel. At a meeting in our family church, I vowed by His grace I would be a woman the Lord could trust.
Frances Willard wrote that once, after a long illness, her mother requested the family to sing How Firm a Foundation. She told them the hymn had been well loved by the family for generations.
My grandmother lived to be 97. How she enjoyed that hymn. At family prayers in my home, we often sang How Firm a Foundation together. And now my daughter Frances enjoys it with me. Perhaps she will live to be 84 as I am, when I feel sure she will have friends who will enjoy this hymn just as tenderly. It will never wear out because it is so full of Scripture.
There, I believe, is the key to the extended history of How Firm a Foundation. That unknown author of long ago took his text directly from God's Word. The first stanza tells us, "The foundation of God standeth sure," from 2 Timothy 2:19. Stanza 2 is a paraphrase of Isaiah 41:10. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." You will also find in the hymn references to Isaiah 43:2 and 3. "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, for I am thy God." And Hebrews 13:5, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." It is easy to understand why How Firm a Foundation still binds Christian hearts to our Savior Jesus Christ. The foundation of God is sure. He will never, no, never forsake us. This assurance has made this hymn a favorite of both humble and great. It was sung at the funerals of Robert E. Lee, Theodore Roosevelt, and Woodrow Wilson. We are told that Andrew Jackson, in the last years of his life, became ill with tuberculosis. Some friends came for a visit, and he asked them to sing.
There is a beautiful hymn on the subject of the great and precious promises of God to His people. It was the favorite hymn of my dear wife till the day of her death. It commences, "How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord."
The Bob Jones University Choir and Brass Ensemble echo for us these exceeding great and precious promises from the Word of God with "How Firm a Foundation."
Thank you.
treasury of great hymns is based on the book by Guy Johnson and sponsored by Bob Jones University. To learn about this month's offer for radio listeners, plus other helpful Christian resources from Bob Jones University, call toll-free 1-866-BJU-RADIO. That's 1-866-BJU-RADIO. Or visit our website at www.bjuradio.com. You may also write to us at Bob Jones Radio, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. This is Charles Kelch, inviting you to tune in next week at this same time for A Treasury of Great Hymns, and reminding you to make melody in your heart to the Lord.